car.
Oh, nice.
All right, we're live.
We're freaking live, bitch.
Well, premium episode, right?
Premium.
Welcome
yeah.
to Premium Cumtown.
I don't have to think about anything.
No ads.
Nothing to think about.
No thoughts.
No thoughts.
Just putting 60 minutes on the on the stopwatch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, it's and as soon as it hits zero.
60 minutes 01.
Mm-hmm. Check
clock
it
out. We
not,
are.
Not understanding the difference between seconds and minutes. Check it. Getting ready to clock out
nah,
here.
Come on. Isn't it 60 seconds on a time? That's what 60 minutes. That's what we would do.
Yeah, I said that we'd stop at 60 minutes and 1 second.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, you guys ever watch the show 60 Minutes? Let's start there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Morally Safer. What a name.
How about a show called 60 Seconds, right? And it's fucking, what's his name, Mike Wallace?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, some people say that Muslims are good, but other people say that they're bad. This has been 60 seconds.
I like that, man.
It's a 45-second commercial.
Yep.
In and out.
You get that old motherfucker?
Yeah.
Who's dead?
Who?
Andy Rooney.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm with gay. The eyebrows.
I'm gay, and my
eyebrows
gay.
Are big.
I don't like being gay. I wish I was straight.
I'm gay, and I'm
the
a grouch.
The thing about being gay is that everyone makes fun of you.
Struggling.
It's not my fault that I'm gay. I just was born this way.
Struggling with the sexuality, Andy Rooney, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Often, I felt like a girl. I've asked people to introduce me as her, but they refuse to do it. Why can't I use the bathroom that I want to use? I'm not showing my penis to a child, and if I did, it would just be to be instructive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to fuck them. I want to have sex with other people of gender confusion.
Is that how it works?
I don't know. I don't fucking know anything.
I think I'm fine using the bathroom that you identify, but I'm against gender neutral bathrooms. And that's only because the other night I took a real nasty one and there was a super hot girl
no,
waiting right behind
me. Fuck them. That's
what
they
mean?
Get.
It's not, it was embarrassing.
Good.
I felt, well,
no,
like,
you should feel powerful.
I don't know if that's how I would feel.
You should feel powerful.
I felt bad.
Yeah. I like to go into the bathroom and I put on fucking.
I take shit with me, even when I don't have to shit.
You take poop with you?
I leave it in the... yeah.
You leave a floater?
I bring my Beats pill into the bathroom. I put on Goodbye Horses. And then I fucking tuck my penis through my legs. And I dance in the bathroom mirror.
That's and right.
I come in. And I go, would you fuck me? I'd fuck me! And they're like, we just listen. We want to give you an award.
Yep. For bravery.
Yeah.
A Purple Heart.
For valor.
That's what that's Oh, you can't be trans in the military, right? Trump said that's not allowed anymore.
Yeah, who knows? Who gives a shit? Fuck the military.
That's true.
Yeah, it's good for trans people. That's what I say.
Damn, that's right. If there's a war, we should say we're trans.
Yeah, 100%.
Or everyone should just
become
trans.
I'm putting she, her in my bio the second the draft drops.
You honestly would be fine, dude. You shave that mustache.
Yeah.
You comb your hair to the side.
Too old to be drafted.
No, I thought the draft in World War II went up to like 40, didn't it?
I think it goes up to like 38.
Well, then I'm not too old.
You're too old.
I'm
no,
too
I think
fat.
That, like military age is like you can enlist until you're 38 now or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they draft you past like fucking 29 or something.
But also you have to be a physical specimen.
No, you don't.
To be drafted?
In a draft?
I watched some Peter Jackson
it's like
documentary
the NFL draft.
About World War One, mm-hmm. where they took all this like World War One footage and then colorized it and then like
oh yeah, yeah.
smoothed it out or whatever.
Was it good? I heard it was good.
It's good, yeah.
I saw a clip. It looks the clip
Dude,
of
the
it
trailer
cool.
looked
World
beautiful.
World War One is so goddamn funny. Because all these like British people, they're like, I guess we're having a war. They're like, what's that? They're like, I don't know, but everybody's signing up. Like, no one knew what it was. They were like, yeah, I thought German people were fine. I didn't know what was happening or why we were going to war with Germany. But everyone was signing up, so I did. And then, like, you know, they get there, and it's like, yeah, one of my mates is half his head exploded when a shell went off near him. And, like, they would do, like, you know, they're like, if you didn't have your gas mask, what you would do is you would soak your shirt in piss and shove it in your mouth. And
the
solution for everything was piss. They're like, you know, your boots should be too tight, so you'd have to loosen them up with piss. We would piss in the boots and let them soak for a couple of days.
Dude, one of the funniest Wikipedia pages is the Polish military in World War One. Like, Poland was so behind technologically. I guess it's why people are mean to Polish people, because they're
World
like
World War One,
because they're like the rednecks of Europe or something. But yeah, they tried swords and stuff.
That
like,
rules.
Yeah, they're just like they got mowed down by machine guns.
Trying to fucking like with pretend a sword is like a lightsaber.
Yeah, yeah. They're trying to like bing them away. Yeah, they sucked.
Dude, World War II sounds so fucking.
Well, World War One.
Yeah, just trenches.
They're all just being digging tunnels. And shit. Like your entire company gets gassed, and then you're all blind.
Damn.
For the rest of your life. That sucks. You and all your mates and blokes are fucking blind. Yeah.
You never get to see a red splotchy titty again for the rest of your life.
You know, I thought it was quite fun. I wanted to get my go at Jerry, so he signed up. And then, just fucking.
So they were gassing and they were just
mustard gas.
Mustard gas, being shelled. Because, like, you didn't get shot. I mean, there were, like, snipers and stuff, but you die from, like, indirect fire.
Oh.
So it'd be nothing but like just being shelled all fucking day long, which like, you know, even if it's not hitting you, like you just have you're going deaf.
Yeah.
Your skull is being fucking vibrated constantly.
Jesus Christ.
There's no way out. Any way you turn, there's just fucking explosions.
God damn.
So like they're all just deeply PTSD.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have a name for
shell shock, baby.
Yeah.
Damn. You know, they beat the hell out of their kids.
Yeah, the guys, there was one guy explaining, like, running across, like, the field, I guess, when they're...
No man's land?
Yeah, when they're, like, trying to get over to the other trench or whatever, move the front forward. And he's like, in that moment, you know you're just going to get the chop. It's just a matter of when, you know, left and right. This guy's, his leg came off and then, you know...
Jesus Christ.
Just fucking, yeah, just like half his face was sheared off and he's like, probably the most, he goes, the most amazing display of anatomy I've ever... Because somebody just like opened up and he's like, you know, he had to shoot a guy in the head because his eyeball was like hanging out and fucking, you know, his innards were all exposed.
Jesus Christ.
And then the guy's like explaining like dissociating or whatever while running across the field. And he's like, you can taste the roof of your mouth and like, you know, you like smell the inside of your nose. He's like, you just fucking like, you're just gone.
God damn.
Yeah.
Like an art bitch with like a septum looking out the window.
It was because of machine guns, right?
What?
Like the reason they got stuck in the trenches was like before that wars hadn't really been fought with machine guns. And like artillery or whatever.
Yeah, artillery. Yeah. Yeah, they invented.
Before then,
like,
it would just be muskets.
Before they'd like line up on a battlefield and then run at each other. But then machine guns were invented.
That's
so
fucking cool.
You
dude.
Couldn't do that.
You
anymore.
Would put on a fucking your finest, gayest uniform.
Yeah, red shit.
If you had it. I mean, prior to that, I mean, you always had to like buy your own shit. So there would be people just showing up like naked.
Just a guy in sweats with a shitty fucking gun his dad made.
Yeah, yeah, how
getting
like,
clowned for being poor at war.
Well, even in World War One, like, you know, they didn't have regular uniforms. I mean, they had like uniforms, but it's like you just picked like if your shit didn't fit, you'd be fucked.
Damn.
And then you're only issued one uniform.
Damn.
And you have to like stay in that, and it's designed poorly, so your shoes get wet, and then your foot, you get like gangrene.
Trench
foot.
Yeah,
you have to cut your legs off.
Weren't they just sleeping in like little tunnels and shit?
You just sleep in the trenches.
God.
So you get rained on. And then pictures of like battlefields from World War One are hilarious, because it's like, it was like a French town, but then it just looks like hell.
Yeah.
Because it's like everything's been like blown the fuck up. It's just all mud and like broken tree trunks and like the remnants of a church.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
And the reason it all started is because someone killed some fucking random guy. The great-grandfather,
Archduke
Ferdinand, of the guy
like the Balkans. It was like a Serbian issue.
Yeah.
And crazy. Then that, yeah, spilled.
All the leaders of Europe were like cousins. And then they were
like, you fuck with my dumbass Albanian cousin, dude, I'm about to fuck you
up. Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
It is fucking funny that they were just all cut. It's just like family squabbles. Like Greece had a king, and it was just some German guy.
Yeah, they'd just, like marry people off.
They're just
for
like, yeah,
politics.
You guys. Now that now that the world war, now that World War II's over, you guys get a king. We're just gonna put a German guy in here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just gonna rule you. But then we told him to suck our fucking hard cocks.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Thank God the world's not run by a small cabal of a handful of people anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
Thank God it's not like that.
Thank
anymore.
God it's not descendants of the banking family that was in power at the time all of that was happening. Literally the same exact family.
Yeah. What is up with the Rothschilds? Is that just an anti-Semitic thing, or are those guys real?
It's real.
I don't know.
Adam, you want to weigh in?
I've never met them. So.
I just know that J. Electronica...
I don't talk about people that I've never met, you know?
J. Electronica, like, fucked, like... Has a child with, like, some...
With a Rothschild.
So it's like, yeah, he's never making music again.
Yeah.
What does he care?
He was about to drop that album that everyone
and then he nutted inside of one of the six Jewish banking family's great-granddaughter. And it's like, yeah, this man's just going to be on a fucking...
Good for
yacht,
him.
Dude. I know. If you're a Rothschild and you're listening to this, and you want some of this fine, fine Greek nut blasted inside of your rich Jewish pussy...
Yeah, I've never seen them at the meeting, so
they're past it. They're not even. They
don't go to the meetings.
They're post Jewish.
Yeah, they're so rich they don't even have to be Jewish.
Is that's kind of like that's like going super sane if you're Jewish.
Yeah,
money is like going up in power levels.
That's the goal.
And you want to go super sane and become a Rothschild.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Epp was on that level, you know.
He was getting there.
But then the haters had to take him down.
R.I.P. Jeff, taken down by the haters, dude.
Dude, I can't stand the haters.
He honestly, all he did, where did he come from? Was he?
It's like, I don't know. Maybe Nick knows, but I think it's pretty hazy. I know he's from New York,
but he's not like from some famous family or anything.
No, his brother was also like a
financier.
Guy that has money or whatever.
Let's talk to him, dude. Can we get him on the podcast? Frank Epstein?
Mark Epstein? Billy Epstein?
Billy Ray Epstein? Yeah. Don't fuck my kid. My itty bitty kid.
Yeah, my brother does some weird stuff. I don't really know about him.
We kind of lost touch.
Yeah.
Don't suck my dick. My fucking little dick.
Please fuck my ass. My achy, faggot ass. Please fuck my motherfucking ass.
I'm fucking gay. My dick is fucking small. I wanna get sucked off by a guy.
Fuck
yeah. So
yes,
anyway.
Sure.
Yeah, dude. I would not want to be in World War. Pick a war that you'd want to be in. Not World War II, dude. I'll tell you that much. Or World War I. I guess I would like to be. I guess I would like to throw on my fucking. I'd want to be like a drummer boy in the British Army when they were just mowing down everybody.
Oh, I'd want to be a USO performer.
You want to be one of the hot girls that came with fucking Jerry Lewis to.
Yeah, I'd want to be.
With Bob Hope.
Singing.
One of the girls Bob Hope was molesting.
I would want to be in drag.
Was Bob Hope
Grandpa
molesting?
Simpson
I'm
style.
Just guessing, dude.
Yeah.
What? He probably, yeah.
On those USO tours, man.
Well, that's what people were saying when the Franken stuff came out. They're like, that's just USO culture.
Yeah. I got molested in when I was in Korea, dude. By Bent.
By Bent Washburn.
Stavin, want to tell you why I brought you here. He's got olive oil and a spritzer. He just starts misting you. You're like, what's going on? He's like, I'll explain in a second.
Damn, that would be... I would not like to get molested as a grown man. I was 25.
By a former Mormon clean comedian?
Yeah. It was very funny.
It's very funny.
Shouts out to Bent. Sorry, man. I didn't mean to claim that you molested me. What's the cutoff for molestation? If I'm 25, is that being molested?
Inside. Oh. penis completely inside.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else counts.
The cutoff is busting.
Mm.
Yeah.
As long as you don't bust.
As long as you don't bust.
Is that is that in the legal?
No.
Is that in the the law books?
Ain't no penetration, ain't illegal.
Ain't no penetration, ain't illegal, dog.
Classic. Classic bit.
Classic riff.
One of the classic just
tell the judge. I'm gonna set it off.
No, tell the judge in case I'm gonna beat a dog.
That's right. Any case
tell him
I'm
any penetration
dog.
Ain't no penetration ain't no legal dog.
Move the diaper to the side.
Come on, baby.
Take that diaper off. Yeah,
panty to the side. Push your diaper to the side. She already know. We gonna turn her ass out.
That ain't penetration.
In the garden home. Garden hoe, she a slut. She working it. she working the sandbox.
Well, thank you for playing that.
Yeah, you're going.
You are
to
going
jail.
To jail.
Going
first
to
of
jail.
All, it is illegal.
Did you see that video? Of that dude that is trying to get off or get a life sentence by singing to the judge. He's like, and I tell you, I'm sorry for what I've done. You know, the judge is like, okay,
life.
Thank you. 10 years.
That fucking rules, yeah. Dude.
And I am sorry for what I've done. And you will forgive me. Like, no.
I got the gift of song.
Sorry.
This is my power.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
My favorite guy that was in jail is the guy that told the prosecutor that she's thicker than a bowl of oatmeal. And then he does the finger guns at her. That guy fucking rules.
Yeah.
I got no respect for
prosecutors. Check that out, guys. If you're out there on the internet, look that guy up.
There was some fat lady complaining about something on Twitter the other day, and some guy like responded to her. He's like, damn, you're looking sexy as hell. We're like ironically like saying she looks good. Like posting pictures from her LinkedIn. And she's like, and cue the sexual harassment. You know, it's like, yeah, that's not what that is.
Sorry. You should have selected fat shaming.
Sorry, you should have realized that that was insincere.
Ah, fuck.
Did you guys watch the debate?
I did, yeah.
You did?
Cool. I watched the most of it.
But did it slap? Time. Was it dead ass?
It dead assed. I thought Bernie dead assed a little bit.
I don't care anymore.
I thought, honestly, I was happy that he looked healthy.
I don't
healthy.
Fucking care about anything.
My dick is hard for Bernard.
I'm pissed off.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You were working on the car all day?
No, I mean, it's like, I don't know. I don't have any faith that anything's going to be.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to screw him.
When Bernie loses, it's going to be.
Well, you saw
tough.
Today that, like, that thing you said about how are we such cowards when it comes to, like, the insurance industry.
Uh-huh.
Three different news outlets said attributed it to Elizabeth Warren.
Really?
What? Including NBC. Yeah. I mean, he's being sabotaged.
It's crazy.
Actively sabotaged.
Shouts out to AOC, though. Yeah. Elon, the whole squad.
And Masharda to Lubadad and the other one, Alanovich Umarion.
Omarion.
I'm a huge fan.
From B2K.
Omarion.
Yep.
Yeah. Omarion came out big for Bernie.
Yeah.
Started Cisco.
Cisco, all of Drew Hill.
I've kind of turned the corner. I've kind of turned the corner on Biden now, and I really like him, kind of.
Because he's losing.
Because he's so retarded. You know? It's fun.
He's just, his brain is leaking out of his
ears. I need
because
the fails.
He's the Adam of the debates.
I need more fails. I need the fails.
He does have some epic fails.
So many good fails.
Dude, he was just.
Elizabeth Warren's like, it's a comprehensive healthcare plan. Medicare for all, and there will be different. We're not gonna look. I'm not gonna pass anything that tells people that their costs are gonna go up. I'm just not gonna do it. And then Biden's like, "What if there was like a comprehensive healthcare plan, like Medicare for all, but like you don't tell people that their costs are gonna go up? You just." And Elizabeth Warren's like, "I literally just said
I just
that.
Said that, Joe.
You were sitting there listening to me say it."
You're just repeating what
and
you
Joe's
heard.
Like, I was thinking about. I was sorry.
You guys remember Barack Obama?
Yeah. What was his deal? Isn't it crazy that there was a president named Barack Obama?
That is crazy.
I mean,
you don't think
we all
would have
thought the first one would have been named like Stan or something?
Yeah. But how crazy is that? That his name was Barack Obama.
They're like, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
I liked when he said
Joe Friedland.
I liked when he said that when he said that poor kids are just as smart and talented as white kids.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, he said some dude, literally every debate he's
his
just
dentures
rambling.
Keep falling out. He doesn't know where the end of the sentence is going to go.
Yeah.
He rocks.
I know.
I need the fails.
Well, the reason it's endearing is because everybody wishes they were that gone from reality. At this
oh,
point.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm jealous.
Are Trump people happy? I don't even feel like you can even be happy if you're like a fucking Trump guy. Did you get anything you fucking wanted out of him?
I mean, if you're rich, I guess.
Yeah, but that's not who I'm talking about. It's not fucking, it's not rich people that are all like gung-ho about fucking Trump. I mean, people that like Trump for like the for cultural reasons.
They didn't get shit.
They think that he's like this guy that's going to upset things. Or
no, but I think they still just, I don't know. Don't you like the narrative of your guy's technically, you're technically in charge?
No.
You don't think so?
No. I mean, it's like the inverse of like the black people that thought they were going to have white slaves when Obama became president. And then they're like deep into the second term and they're like, okay, but I was supposed to have a Todd. Where's Todd at? Todd's supposed to be lining up my sneakers. Todd's supposed to be polishing my fucking, my forces. And it ain't happening.
I don't think, I don't know.
Todd's supposed to be out there in that field getting me some pussy. I was supposed to be
a white guy
harvesting pussy
dates
for me. Yeah, just picking pussy up off the street, picking pussy all day. That's his job.
Hi, I'm sorry to bother you. Would you like to come back to my friend, to my master Dontrell's house?
Yeah, just a bunch of white slaves in a field singing Creed to pass the time. Well, I just heard the news today. It seems my life is gonna change with arms wide open. Hey, all right. You know?
How you doing? How you doing, baby girl? How you doing, baby girl? Just hollering for their guy. For
Excuse me? Listen, and I'm just a pussy-picking slave out here trying to make my way in the world. And I was wondering if I could bring you back to my slave master for him to have sex with you. Otherwise, he's gonna pin me in a sandbox that I have to sleep in. In the middle of the summer.
Yeah, well, you know, the Obama.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if it would have been nice if there had been white slavery for just 4 years.
So because white people could complain about it?
Yeah, well, I feel like that would solve a lot of problems.
We're like, here's 4 years. Get it out of your system.
Get it out of your system.
Now we're even.
No more.
Yeah.
Now we're even. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a cheating pass.
Yeah.
A hall pass.
Right.
Yeah.
For racism the other way.
Yeah.
You guys get to be presidents of banks.
Because I don't think reparations would do it. I think it would take a solid decade of white slavery.
They could use cracker in the right context, like in a power like imbalance kind of sense.
Yeah.
You know, it could actually mean something.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of, I think reparations would help. I think reparations plus 6 months of white slavery. Because it would be about the pageantry.
Mm-hmm.
It would be it's a nice image to see a bunch of white people, you know, sleeping outside. Or
right. And then there'd be white people with black last names. Your girl named like Mackenzie Ha Ha DeQuarius. And she's like, actually, it's Mackenzie X now.
Yeah, they'd adopt the religions.
Ha Ha Aquarius is my slave name.
Mackenzie X. Damn, could you imagine how entitled white women would be that survived white slavery?
Oh, my God.
It would be brutal.
Just the fucking
the worst.
The absolute worst.
There was some tweet. I saw a tweet. Some lady was like, oh, look at her a white woman like that picture of Nancy Pelosi standing up to a room full of white men. It's like, Nancy Pelosi is a white millionaire. Yeah. What the fuck? She's not white. It's a room of white men. What the fuck is Pelosi exactly, you dumb bitch?
She's a white man.
Yeah, she's a...
First of all, any postmenopausal woman is a man.
Yeah.
You ain't bleeding. You ain't fucking reading my lips.
That's
when I say
so true, dude.
F-U-C-K to you.
So they're not reading that. Yeah,
that's my campaign. on the debate stage. Any closing thoughts? If you ain't bleeding, you ain't don't stop believing. By Journey, we're taking a journey. The journey is all the way to the bank, mister. Mm-hmm. You can write that on a $20 bill. You can say you can put that on a $20 bill and mail it to Santa.
That's right.
Because
thank you.
Okay, 30 more seconds.
Because Santa.
Listen, I knew a guy he would write letters to Santa Claus, and the letters would always come back undeliverable. What does Joe Biden sound like?
That's kind of close. The teeth.
He's got his teeth are fake. But I don't know. I'd have to listen.
Does anyone actually think Joe Biden is like should be president?
I think people that are like
my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like they know. Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah.
From Obama. Yeah.
My dad's like I would absolutely vote for him for Blevitin. I want him to be the president of the. It's Tuesday, Ruby Tuesdays. We're here Ruby Tuesdays and we're voting for president. You're like, very good.
That's right.
Very good, senor.
Did you see him at the LGBT town hall?
Oh, my God. Where he was like...
He was like, you know...
You got L. You got G. You got, listen, there's B's out there. I got a friend. He used to drive a 57 Bel Air, and he'd come by and we'd say, there goes LB Steve, and that stands for Lucky Balls, because he had the biggest pair of balls you've ever seen, and he cut a hole in the back of his pants... And what he would do is he'd sit on the bleachers and let his balls hang out of his pants.
In summary, I support gay marriage.
Listen, we got firefighters who want to go work on Wall Street, but then they got to think about somebody who's torturing a cat in a cardboard box, and they're calling it a sideshow. They've got it's on the side of the road. There's a cat set on fire. I mean, that's how you used to get married. Now they're saying two fellas can't get married. But I remember when it was you wanted to get married to somebody, you put a gun to their head, and you said either it's you or your papa. One of you is going to get it. Joe Biden.
No, but he literally
he was say, like, you know, you think about San Francisco and the bathhouses and
you know, it used to be all about bathhouses.
All day
and
sex, 24 hours
sex.
A day, anonymous sex.
Like, what? Are
I remember
you talking
if
about?
You wore leather, you were either in a gang that beat people up with chains or you were a homosexual. Now everybody's wearing leather, kids, old people. And that's what we want, Muslims coming here wearing leather. And that's what me and Barack, we worked together to make leather jackets. We started a leather jacket company, and it was called Dean's Cool Jackets. At the time, I was telling people my name was Dean. I was going by Dean for a while, and the reasoning for that was just because, you know, I was one of the first people to protest the laws saying that two guys can't get married, and instead of voting to change the laws, I said, we're going to start grassroots effort. I'm changing my name to Dean, and I'm going to go around, and then I'll say, what's up? It's me, Gay Dean.
I needed to keep my name for when I decided to be straight.
When I wanted to be straight again, because you had to file as gay. With the corporations board. That's it. Look, me and my son did nothing wrong. My son did nothing wrong in the bathroom. Everything my son discussed with me about that four-year-old, I have no idea what he said.
Oh, fuck, dude. Just go. Just chill, Joe.
Yeah.
He must be a millionaire, too, right? Aren't they all?
They're all millionaires.
I think he was kind of broke for a long time.
Really?
Like, for Congress.
Yeah,
but
Delaware, dude.
But he kind of, like, I think through some shady shit, like, got a mansion.
Once you're vice president. I mean,
come on. No, I think, like, his house in Delaware, like, is worth a lot of money. And then
he got it through some sort of, like... on Rehoboth Beach?
Definitely, dude. Just wearing turquoise and silver jewelry. Yeah, on Rehoboth. No shirt.
Biden,
leathery,
Biden
brown, bronze skin.
On Rehoboth Beach.
Dude, that's sick.
Rehold my beer. That's what we would say. Somebody would do something, and I would say, Rehold my beer, and then I would go out on the beach. One time I got fucked in my ass by a manta ray. They're not even supposed to be there in the beach. And that's what we're saying about climate change is a problem. That's how we know
tropical animals showing up on Rehoboth Beach. You got fucking a guy, men in the ass.
You got toucans cutting coupons on Wall Street. They're not supposed to be there. It's because it's too hot in Africa where they live. Okay.
Joe Biden rocks, dude. You're like,
all right, Joe, we're gonna have to walk that one back.
Barely off.
Yeah. No, that's literally what it is.
Like, it's barely an exaggeration. He just rambles, dude. Yeah. It's incredible.
No, he's more decayed than Trump.
I'm trying to be in that zone. I'm trying to get right in that zone.
Dementia?
Yeah.
Maybe you can accelerate it with like a huffing problem. Get into gasoline or something. Mm-hmm. Just blow some brain cells.
Nah, that's kind of like trying to finish your meal by turning the oven, the heat on higher. You want a nice slow roasted dementia brain.
Yeah, you got to wait that shit out.
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting it. It's in my DNA.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Your PNA?
My PNA.
Your genes are made out of piss.
Mm-hmm. Piss World style. War One style.
Yeah. Yeah, right. We would piss in our jeans. And then that's what we say. We called ourselves the Piss Jeans Boys.
Oh, yes.
And we took it to Jerry, and we were covered in piss at the time. And that's, you know, you just wanted to have a nice go with your mates. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's crazy. And then they got back, and like there was signs that were like, no veterans supplying, please. Like, like, for World
War
One.
They got disrespected?
Dude. Not Vietnam.
Yeah.
The fucking World War One.
Yeah, the Great War. Where
Britain was under attack by Germany, and they got back to England, and they were like, yeah, we're not hiring any, no veterans.
You guys are too annoying.
Yeah.
Dude, if there was a draft, Stav would fuck up the bottom of your foot again in basic training 60 seconds in, just fuck everyone's wife.
That would be awesome, dude.
Oh, yeah, you know I would be going. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Ear necklace.
Yeah, Nick would go full Colonel Kurtz. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd probably get killed immediately.
Yeah, you just break formation. Yeah.
30 years old, no conditioning whatsoever.
No training, no conditioning.
No, I think you're
just getting pissed in boot camp. Do a Fort Hood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Punching your drill sergeant.
Die in Fort Hood.
Yeah. There would invariably be like somebody that listens to the podcast in basic training. They're 15 sure. years younger than me.
For sure.
Yeah. They're like, dude, Adam's gay. Every day. Like, yes, yes, man. Adam's gay.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Hey, dude, thanks. I appreciate it. But
that's how you show it.
We gotta go to war with Israel, so if we could just focus on getting there and taking out as many of them as possible.
Yeah. It's like, if you're really mad at Adam, well, then shoot him as he's on their side.
Yeah.
Would you take a position in the Israeli army, a senior position, Adam?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I'm basically, it's a bidding war. If there's an Israel-U.S. war, I'm going to go with whichever side gives me,
Adam would
know,
try to be
the
Robin
perks.
Williams in Good Morning Vietnam.
That would be my job, the radio man.
And everyone's like, it's just all these... Just Adam in the studio being like, good morning, Tel Aviv. I don't know. What do you guys want to talk about? And then, you know, doing the radio thing. And then it's like, you know, just like the same shots of everyone in the studio, like cracking up and laughing. And then it cuts to people actually in Israel. And they're like, this guy sucks. No one likes
we
the show.
We want to send him back.
Yeah.
No.
Thanks,
they're all laughing.
No thanks.
They're all laughing. But then it cuts back to Adam. And what he's doing is showing everyone his penis.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And that's why everyone's laughing.
Well, so anything for comedy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything for a laugh.
Adam has the number one hit show in Israel. It's 30 minutes of his penis. Yeah. And everyone can't stop laughing. They tune in every single week. And it's just him pulling his cock out.
Damn, I kind of want to rewatch Good Morning Vietnam now.
I've never seen it. What
happened? What if we just kept doing this, but for the army?
That'd be awesome.
In a war. We'd do
to
our
support.
For the
Uncle
troops,
Sam?
You know, we do our parody songs, mm-hmm. you know.
I always wanted to do, like, a comic where it's some guy, like, you know, he's, like, playing a flute or something, mm-hmm. and everyone's like, faggot, like, making fun of him. And then there's, like, a sign that says, like, you know, like, war, you know, or whatever in the newspaper. And then it's, like, the war or whatever, and, like, all those guys are being blown up, and their dicks are being blown off, and the flute guy just gets to be in, like, the band playing the general's birthday. And he's like, who's the faggot now? Yeah. And laughing, and everyone in the band's laughing at the other troops dying. People in army band must really love it when war happens.
Oh, yeah.
Because you go from, you know, basically a fake job to having the best job in the army.
That's true.
Can you imagine being so bad at clarinet that they make you go die? They're like, listen, you fucked up too much. You're gonna have to get out on the front lines for a while because you suck dick at clarinet.
Damn, those guys never have to. They have to learn how to shoot guns and shit though.
Yeah,
right,
in
dude?
Training.
I went to the
go.
Army for jazz. Played fucking saxophone for the army. Can you do that? You can play saxophone for the Marines.
One of my friends' dads literally is in the Navy. He's in the band.
Yeah.
But I get.
They're probably a dope band, though.
He would go to Germany. He just was stationed in
Germany
playing music.
I like Bob Dylan and stuff like that, but I always thought that like anti-government stuff was kind of gay. I like the music. I like the idea of being a free spirit, but really what I enjoyed is taking orders and being bossed around and imperialism.
The worst of both worlds. Yeah, my friend's dad just fucking knocked up the second girl. He just raw-dogged some... The second woman he had sex with in college, they got married, and then he just joined the band to like leave them. He would just be like, "Oh, gotta travel with the army." Oh,
that was so like, cool.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's pretty tight.
I'm jealous.
And then they got divorced. And
my old neighbor in D.C. Knocked a woman up and became a clown in the circus. Jerome, yeah,
that was the thing.
Was it a soul circus?
I hope it was the black circus.
I don't think so.
But, yeah, no, he was like, yeah, so I was a clown for, like, 3 years.
Let me ask you this, and this is an important question.
Yeah.
If you're a white man that gets a job at the Universal Circus and you dress up in clown makeup, is that technically blackface because you're supposed to be a black clown?
Mm-hmm.
Even though the makeup is the same as regular clown, you are representing...
You're in the black circus.
You're trying to be a black clown.
I would say... As long as there is no underneath, can you see your white skin at all?
Yeah, sure. Black clowns look like white clowns.
Yeah, they have the red lips and the white, white face paint.
Yeah.
Yes, I think it's blackface.
The only difference in a black clown and a white clown is that the black clowns don't need the wig. They just paint stripes on top of their afro.
I think they still probably need the wig.
Do they?
I'm going to look up black clown right now. Black clown.
That's like the version of Joker, the bootleg version of Joker released in Turkey.
yeah, it's Homie the Clown is who pops up.
Oh, Homie the Clown must be one of the most famous ones.
Most of the famous black clowns. And then there's a bunch of like goth clowns.
Oh, like black, like dark.
Yeah, which is really fucking gay.
That sounds gay to me.
Imagine being a clown and a goth.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of overlap.
That's
there,
just
actually.
Gay, as they said in elementary school. Remember that?
No.
It's gay wide, but also gay why.
No, that's
people would say gay wad, and then that got shortened.
Oh, gay wad.
Yeah, but that got shortened to gay why.
I never got.
I never heard that. No.
It's rare, but that was like a
must
thing.
Must have been your school.
Of course, gaywad, huge.
Yeah, gaywad. It's like artard.
Artard, of course, I remember.
I guess South Park popularized that, but it's like you don't hear it very often. But it's an alternative use.
Of course.
Yeah,
that's true. You getting a phone call, Adam?
It's a telemarketer.
Is it from your boyfriend?
I thought it was my cousin, maybe, because he's staying at mine right
You're
now.
You're having sex with your cousin?
No, he's sick in my apartment right now. Mm-hmm. So.
From all that cock you gave him?
I didn't give him any cock, dude. Shut up.
That's
my freaking family.
Adam, I used the Band-Aid you gave me, the used Band-Aid
for
my
talk
paper
that
cut.
Way. He's from Los Angeles.
And now I think I am sick with some kind of immunodeficiency virus. Why couldn't you give me a new Band-Aid? You had to save money on Band-Aid.
Well, it's a good Band-Aid. It still has a stickiness.
Yeah. And Adam's been finding Band-Aids outside.
On the sidewalk.
To save money.
But that one, to be clear, is from you. Although you have been finding them. The one you gave him, that gave him the immunodeficiency.
I gave him my AIDS Band-Aid.
That one is yours.
Yeah, it was rude of me. I'm going to have to talk to his mother. She's going to be pissed
if
at me.
Okay, how sick is he? He's kind of cold.
He's got like a cold.
If you could cure him, but he had to lick your penis, would you do it?
I think we kind of probably did that when we were kids.
So yes, you would.
We kissed each other's butts or whatever whatever little kids do, you know, normal.
No, I never did that.
No, I don't think we did that. But that was my cousin that I did a penis party with.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we invented that game.
Salute. Well, that's in your runs in your family.
We used to interrupt our parents' dinner parties and with our dicks out and say penis party, penis party.
So answer the question.
I thought it was a good bit, honestly.
Answer the question.
No.
If it would cure his cold, would you
to
let
cure
him
a cold? No. Stavros, no.
So my mom like worked with this lady, and like I would have to hang out with her son sometimes, and he was like a dick. He was just fucking mean to everyone, bullied everyone. But when it wasn't directed at you, it was the funniest shit in the world.
Yeah.
And I may have told this story already, but there was one time we were in his basement, and his like sister had this like, I guess it was like a fucking antique dollhouse that kind of like opens up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he had a crowbar, and I don't know how he started.
I remember the story. It's awesome.
He's like, oh no, what's going on in this room? Smashing out all
Did he go to jail?
Probably. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean, that was like, I didn't see that guy after I turned like fucking 10, but the mental image of that guy destroying, and I'm like, I can't inhale. I'm laughing too hard that my fucking larynx is seized while he destroys, you know, because you know what's coming is an hour later his sister going down there to play with the dolls.
Oh my God, that's so mean.
Scream. She realizes what he did. and then she shows his or their mom, and then you just hear her like screaming his name, and he goes, "What?" What? God!
I was playing with it.
I don't even know. Ask her. She fucking probably
did it.
Oh, fuck. A classic.
Destruction of property.
Yeah,
great.
Just punching down as hard as you can. Just fucking punching down like you're driving Excalibur into the stone. Fixing comedy.
Mm-hmm. With that guy. Mm-hmm. Let's get him a fucking special, dude.
Dude, I would watch that. I would watch a show that's just a bad kid that fucking just hurts people's feelings.
Honestly, I would love to watch
it. Just called Bad Kid.
Yeah, just an 8-year-old with emotional problems.
Yeah.
It's like pulling
You're
the fire
fucking
alarm.
Ugly.
Just fucking like, just raising his hand in third grade and the teacher calling on him being like, "I heard you got raped over the weekend." I walked past the teacher's lounge and I heard that you were raped on your date. And the teacher's just like, glory, a single tear going down her face. That's not appropriate, Derek.
Derek, go to the office, please.
Derek, go to the office.
Stop telling me I got raped, please. Derek, every weekend you tell me.
Okay,
you
I'm
going
to go to the office, but I'm going to be laughing about you being raped in there. Just the shittiest kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a show called Shitty Kid.
Shitty Kid is a great show.
Oh, fuck.
Did your husband break off the engagement because you're fat?
Your husband left you because you're fat. If we're cutting and pasting, are you going to cut your wrists and eat pastries? Because you're fat? And your husband left you? I'm just asking! Yeah, yeah, that would be a perfect show.
It would be.
And did you ever... No plot. Nothing happened.
It's a reality.
It's that one kid from Summer Heights High.
Jonah.
None of the other characters.
Yeah. His dad never comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, another good one would just be to have a class of just killers, just like these horrible kids and a different substitute teacher every week. Yeah. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Did you guys ever see a teacher cry?
Yeah.
Yeah. All the time. Multiple times in school.
One time... my brothers went to a shittier middle school than I did. They weren't smart enough to get into the only good middle school in Baltimore. There was like you had to test out of the public school.
It was a magnet school.
Yeah. There were three okay schools. One was really good.
It's just that your parents didn't tell you that it was the only school with a cafeteria that could accommodate you. your son qualifies for as a disabled person because of his weight.
Dude, honestly, I would have loved to get chosen to the school with the best cafeteria.
Yeah.
Our cafeteria wasn't even that good.
Mm.
anyway, it was like a, the school was fucking like a bad school. Like the one kid got stabbed for his Charizard when people were still doing like Pokemon cards and shit. Uh-huh. And one of the teachers was pregnant and there was like two girls fighting and she was like, all right, stop. And one girl like got pushed into her stomach and the teacher just, 'cause she was pregnant, the teacher just knocked her out cold. She just straight uppercutted a sixth grader.
Defense mechanism. It was awesome. You can't help it.
Such a good story.
The limbic system in action. Mm-hmm. The parasympathetic nerves.
Oh yeah, I got a limb
innervate the systems.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
that's something very. Look, limbic. You got there's your parasympathetic nervous system, and nobody knows what this thing does. You know, you put your hand on a stove. And next thing you know, me and Barack used to talk about it all the time. Remember Pogs? You used to be able to collect them, but if you didn't have enough, they'd send you to jail. And I was one of the first guys that said that we should only be arresting the black kids. Vice President Biden, can you answer the question, please? Oh, yeah, it's Monday. No, it's Thursday, but that was not the question. The question was about the deficit.
I had a teacher in like ninth grade, Spanish teacher, who was like the first semester.
What'd she teach?
Spanish.
Oh, interesting.
Oh no, no, she was a white woman, but she taught Spanish.
Oh, regular Peggy Hill.
Yeah. So the first semester we had like a Mexican guy from Mexico teach. And she went down to Mexico and she taught there.
Can someone reach the pencil sharpener for me?
He rocked, dude. He was great.
Like, can one of you do the pencil sharpener for me, please?
He had no notion of like cheating. Like it was just a fucking free for all in his class. But then she came back the second semester, pregnant. And
oh shit.
There was one day where we were like really off topic. And then she was like, something happened. She started crying, and she's like, I'm 32, I'm single, and I'm pregnant, and I lost my, it was my first time. So
excuse me,
what?
Bitch. Yeah,
so she said,
excuse me,
yeah,
I have a question. Is it your fault that the baby died? No, Jonathan, it's not my fault. Because I walked past the teacher's lounge and I heard Mr. Miles say that it was your fault because you're
a bitch and you were smoking.
Because you smoked during the pregnancy. Because you smoked cigarettes in the parking lot and you were fucking drunk. Is that what happened? Go to the office.
Go to the office. So wait, hold on a second.
So basically, she went down to Mexico to teach. Got knocked up by some Mexican guy that I guess like, you know, incredible. And then she's like, I'm going to keep the kid.
Yeah.
And he was like, she's like,
I'm sorry I came to you.
And he was like, Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry I came to you immediately.
And yeah, she was Mormon, so she had never had sex.
Oh my God.
And then she
more
like,
men, more like more women.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You can have multiple
so
wives
true.
In their religion. Look,
that's true.
I went to Utah and I met some of these people. And they told me that Mickey Mouse, his name used to be Jonathan. They didn't even know he was a mouse. He's just supposed to be a black fella with big ears. And that's, you know, it used to be black fellas, they all had big ears back then. That's why you could holler at them from across the street. People don't do that anymore, but they kept the screaming. And now, every time I go out, I can't, as I see a black guy, I start yelling across the street like this. And it's, you know, so Russia is a similar thing. Because you got guys over there cutting coupons.
It goes back to the coupon. And then the next year, I had this English teacher that
Wait a second. Okay. Was so this lady hot?
She was not.
She was okay.
She was not that busted.
Yeah.
I would say. But she wasn't hot. No.
She just never got her pussy filled before.
She was a little bit overweight. But she was, she kind of had a pretty
face. Is it
face.
Possible that you're just fat and not pregnant? Excuse me? Excuse me, ma'am?
Derek.
Ma'am!
Just go to the office.
Just Derek, she's crying.
I'm not answering. Just go to the office.
Derek, she's crying. She opened up to us.
Can I have 50 cents for the vending machine on the way to the office?
No, Derek.
Can I have 50 cents for the vending machine in the teacher's lounge?
Derek, I keep lending you money.
Can I have the key to the teacher's lounge so I can get a fucking Minute Maid?
The next year,
I'm not trying to cuss. I just don't know. I'm mad. And if I had a Minute Maid, maybe I'd fucking feel different, bitch.
He's six.
He's in first grade.
They'd put my man straight up in special ed. It's just a rude kid with a bunch of retarded kids.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, the behavior kids going to special ed. Which are the worst kids to be around, retards? The bad behavior kids.
Really, yeah.
It's literally the worst kind of kids.
They're like prison rapists. Yeah. You're putting those retards in Gen Pop.
Yeah, you're sending in monsters.
That was like that plot line on Oz, mm-hmm, when they fucking his retarded brother fucking.
I don't remember. I never.
What's the actor's name? Ryan O'Neill. His retarded brother Cyrus shows up in the prison.
Hell yeah!
And he's like the Irish mobster, and he's got a retarded brother that gets arrested for, I don't know, choking. And yeah. For snapping the owner of the farm's daughter's neck. And, so he's in jail, and he's immediately just raped by Nazis. And they do it to piss off his brother. They don't even want to rape him. They're just like, this will really fuck with Ryan if we
It probably would, honestly.
Yeah.
Damn. How did he react?
He shoves one of them down an elevator shaft, I think.
The brother or the...
The Nazi.
Rapey or the...
The Nazis. One of the Nazis he does.
But does the retarded brother kill him or...
I can't remember, dude. That show is actually really not good.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I was looking for a show to binge.
It's almost as dumb as this podcast, actually.
Yeah. No, it's dumber because you can tell they feel like they're saying something.
Yeah, they're trying to be good.
And it's like one of the stupidest things of all time.
Yeah. When Beecher, like, beats that guy up with a dumbbell and shits on his face, it's like, what are we doing here? What is this?
Yeah. We should do a prison show that's how it really is, dude.
Yeah.
The real shit.
Yeah. Can I get a Minute Maid from the machine?
Making ramen and putting microwaving ramen in a Dorito, but putting Doritos crunched up in it.
Someone posted a pic on Twitter recently.
The Slim Jim.
Of like a prison where it's like 5 PS4s, 5 flat screens. Everyone's gaming. They're like, damn, it looks fun in there.
That looks awesome.
Yeah.
I would love to go to a prison where you just get your own PlayStation. Are you kidding
me? Well, once we get rid of private prisons, they're just going to be nice.
Oh, once
we go back to state-run prisons, well, all of the problems will be resolved.
Yeah.
All of the problems in prison end with the end of for-profit prisons.
What do you mean? Are you doing a bit or you mean that?
No, I'm serious.
There's still problems in public prisons.
Like what?
Like...
Not enough pussy, dude.
Yeah, not enough pussy. Underfunding.
Probably crowded.
You know, violence.
None of those sound like problems.
Sus shit.
That sounds
sus
like
shit.
What you deserve. Sus shit. What you deserve sus shit. For smoking weed.
Yeah, there is too much sus shit. If you ask me, if I were president, no more sus shit.
No
in
more
jail.
Sus shit in jail.
Just gaming.
Yeah,
everyone gets a PlayStation. Everyone
it's
gets
just
their
a
own
land party.
Everyone gets their own Madden. Franchise mode file that can never be saved over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Dude, my cousin's staying with me right now, and we got in an argument the other day because I beat Tony Hawk. I got like everything that you needed to collect
didn't
to get.
Happen, man.
Absolutely not.
To get.
Nice brag.
You're
bro.
Not good at video games.
Listen,
you
to
didn't
get,
do it.
You're bad at video games.
Okay, this was the PS1 days.
You're not good at video games.
Listen, to get. To get Spider-Man, because I guess Activision...
No.
You never got Spider-Man.
No.
You never got Spider-Man. You cheated and used Game Shark.
He used Game Shark.
You had to use Game Shark.
I might have cheated a little bit, but...
Yeah, yep. You cheated.
Mm-hmm. But...
Big surprise.
So, but I just wanted to skate as Spider-Man.
And you were bad as Spider-Man. Yeah. You couldn't do any of his specials.
Couldn't do the tricks.
You couldn't do a single one of his specials.
I had grinding. Spider-Man for about 2 days... Saved on my fucking memory card, and then he erased it. And I brought it up to him a couple days ago, and he's like, "I didn't fucking erase shit."
Wow.
And we like both got heated again. So this is like literally a beef that's like 20 years old.
So he did it, because why would he be so mad if he didn't?
He definitely did it. Because we got in like a physical fight about it, and our parents like had to break it up. And I punched out his tooth.
Nice.
Because I used to be bigger than him.
Lying.
And I sat on his head and I was
never
punching
happened.
His face.
You've never been good at punching, never been
didn't
good at video
it,
games.
Never had Tony Hawk.
Dude, this was a different.
This is what your brain came up with to replace the memory of you licking his dick like an ice cream cone. And you're like, maybe that. No, it was Tony Hawk. No, that's we played Tony Hawk instead.
No,
and
Nate,
I won.
That's not what happened.
And I knocked him.
One
in that
giant lick.
One, two, three. Let's play Tootsie Roll. Your dad's like, God damn it, what does that mean? Is that I'm being raped again? Every time we come over here for Yom Kippur, Adam gets raped. I'm just storming out of the house.
That's not what happened.
Rollerblades. The first couple of steps, he just moves in place.
Every Thanksgiving, every family function, all the mother boys rape Adam. I was the oldest cousin. No one was raping me.
It's even
on
funnier,
both sides.
Dude, a bunch of little kids holding you down and putting their little dicks
that
in your
is
mouth.
Funnier. You're right. That is funnier. But that wasn't happening. I was stronger than everyone else.
And that's how it happened. ma'am, isn't it true Adam got raped by his cousins?
That is true, Jonathan.
Jonathan,
good
you
job
are right. Jonathan, that is the this
no,
is social
it's not
studies,
true,
but that is the correct answer.
That's not true, guys. He did fucking erase my memory
that's
card. And I'm fucking mad again, just bringing it
dude
up.
Dude, that is bullshit.
Yeah. He was being a fucking hater on that trip.
Yeah.
But I did punch out his tooth and get in trouble.
Nope.
I did. I mean, I can ask him.
Let's pretend he did.
You want me to call?
No.
I'll call him right now. He's at my house. I'll be like, did I punch out your tooth? Because
we should make it easy again to erase someone's save file. It's not. I don't even know how you do it. How the fuck do you
it's
erase
pretty
this
easy?
No, like if a game I'm playing. How do I? I don't even know.
You could do it.
Why should they make that easy?
I don't know. It's to hurt people's feelings.
There are a lot of video game freakout vids of people erasing like their World of Warcraft account, their like roommates or
yeah
boyfriend's World of Warcraft accounts. There's one where it's like a girlfriend erasing her boyfriend's World of Warcraft account while he goes out to get cigarettes. And he just punches the computer.
Jesus
dude,
Christ.
He freaks out.
Yeah,
sick.
I mean, you're really, it's funny because it's like, it's gay. Playing that
yeah
game is gay.
100%.
Wasting your life with that game is gay. It's not something valuable like
yeah, of course
learning how to drift in a, in
right
a Jetta with $1,000. You know, it's very different.
It's
yeah
different
yeah
and it's pathetic,
it's
unlike
it's
this.
It's this. These are real world skills that will be valuable when we go to war and I need mm-hmm to drift.
That's right.
When they need people
when
drifting.
It's one-to-one combat, single when, drift combat.
Yes, when we decide that conventional warfare no longer the answer, it's a battle of who can do drifting,
mm-hmm,
archery,
mm-hmm, yes,
and who is the best at Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
That's right.
And
it won't be Adam.
It won't
that's
be
for
Adam.
Sure.
Adam's job will to be being molested by the enemy troops to distract them. Will I get my drift tune correct?
Anything to help out the war cause.
Shut up.
Anything for the, for Uncle Sam.
Anything
say
for my country.
Yes, sir, to me. Someone who... No, I don't outrank you per se
no
because I'm a hired mercenary. A paramilitary right
yeah
mercenary.
You're
just outside the system.
You're
I'm
from
outside
Zimbabwe.
I've already, they ran out of ranks to promote me to, so I had to quit and join a contractor
mm-hmm
so that I could have special titles like double sergeant.
And those pictures of those Blackwater guys are always so funny. Mm-hmm. They love being the troops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just can't quit. Damn, I think I got my cousin's cold. And don't say that it was from kissing.
Yeah.
Don't say.
It was.
Ma'am, was it from kissing?
No, it was.
Yes,
shut
it
up,
was,
dude.
Jonathan.
I
okay,
it
you're in a roll, pal.
Why is Jonathan? Who's Jonathan? I missed that.
He's a bad kid.
Oh, the bad. I thought, no, that's
how
Derek.
How did you miss it?
Derek was the bad
whatever
kid.
Change
man
it to Jonathan.
Okay.
Come
well,
on,
I
man
was listening.
He missed context.
We've
clues
talked about two things this podcast. Joe Biden.
I thought this was a pretty solid one.
Joe Biden and Jonathan the bad kid.
Bo Jiden. How about that?
I like that, man. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. I'm freaking horny, mate. I'm freaking horny. I want pussy.
Oh, man, I'm dizzy.
I'm really dizzy.
Dizzy Gillespie.
Who's Dizzy? Who was Dizzy Gillespie?
Really?
A jazz man.
You probably like Dizzy Gillespie, Stav.
Stav is a bebop guy. He's a purist.
Is he?
I don't know. I'm just trying to remember that Ken Burns documentary.
What about Dizzy Molesty?
That's good. He makes girls he makes them faint from his jazz music, and then he molests them.
Was he getting? Dizzy getting pussy?
I'm sure all those motherfuckers were.
They were doing heroin too.
Everybody who's even remotely famous has the option to just get as much pussy as they want.
It's true.
It's crazy how that works.
Even from a podcast.
I mean, yes.
I know.
I know. It's ridiculous.
It's like, you think about, like, I mean, I tried to do a bit about it, but becoming even remotely notable, and then you just get hit up by people that are, like, women that are clearly in relationships that are currently doing better. They're like, my boyfriend doesn't have to find
out. He's got a six-pack.
Yeah, right. And then it's like, you think back to, like, all the relationships you've been in where your girlfriend was like, I met the OxyClean guy.
It's like she wanted to suck.
And you're like, oh, weird.
Yeah.
So but what happened? You like met him at the mall and then
that's crazy,
you went to lunch
babe.
For 3 hours or what? Like, where
you
were
responding
you?
To
and
any
why
my
is
texts?
Your pussy so clean right now?
Why is your pussy just spotless? No, that's it. That would have been the punchline if I had ever finished the joke.
That was
now
good.
It's gone. Now it's stuck.
No,
thanks a
that
lot.
Was good. Stop.
No, it's stuck. Come on. No, that makes the joke. Mm-hmm. I can't fucking go do that now.
Yeah, you can. Dude.
I was this close, almost getting back into stand up.
No,
come on,
get back
Nick.
In, man.
No.
Come on, bro.
No, yeah, that's how you would do that. And why is your pussy so clean?
That's good.
Nah, dude, you got Billy. You got it, dude.
No. No, nothing's going to top that.
No, it was good. Stop. I got to give it to you.
Adam, shut the fuck up. Okay, Jonathan.
All right.
Stop telling the retarded kid to shut up. Just being written up. He told the mentally disabled student to shut the fuck up for trying to spell his name out loud. Fucking idiot.
Oh, fuck.
What? He's an idiot.
He's
that's what the term
stupid.
Used to be. I read it in the fucking encyclopedia. Okay, well, why don't you read other things in the encyclopedia? Why don't you suck my dick like you never did to your husband so he left? Okay, just go back.
Can I watch Pokemon?
Can we turn the TV on?
Can we
Pokemon
turn Peppa Pig on? This is the fucking 5-year-old that loves Peppa Pig.
He's still five.
Asking you about your
abortion. I'm trying to watch Bob the Builder. Can we put the TV on? But it's fucking raining! So it means we can't have recess later! So we should be able to watch videos in class, you fucking bitch!
Fuck.
No, we can't watch Peppa Pig.
All right, so we have Funny Moms tomorrow.
Yes, we got to book that, huh?
We got to
book. Did you give that bitch that shirt?
I did.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
We got Funny Moms. We got Fat Tuesdays every Tuesday at the stand, 7:30. And then, big news, they're going to move us to the downstairs room starting November 12th.
Wow, so congrats.
We're
going
to be doing a bit. Yeah, so please come out and see us. Hopefully we can do it up, but... yeah, come see me. Oh, I guess this just happened. I'm in Detroit today, if you're listening. And then I'm at the Stress Factory here in New Brunswick on November 6th. I'm in Lafayette, Louisiana, and New Orleans the 8th and the 9th.
Mm.
And then Atlanta the 23rd, Nashville the 24th, Baltimore Thanksgiving weekend. Come suck our little hard cocks at Funny Moms. Come see us at Fat Tuesdays.
Later.
Thanks a lot.